Bibles, please, to the book of Psalms, the 74th Psalm, in your Schofield Bible, page 635. Psalm 74, beginning with the 5th verse, we'll read through verse 10, the text verse being the 9th verse. We'll read the verses responsively. Psalm 74, verses 5 through 10, page 635. And may we stand, please, for the reading of God's Word. A man was famous according as he lifted up axes upon the thick trees. But now they break down the carved work thereof at once with axes and hammers. They have cast fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of thy name to the ground. They said in their hearts, "Let us destroy them together." They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. We see not our signs. There is no more any prophet. Neither is there among us any that knoweth how long. O God, how long shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? And let's pray. Father, this, of course, is an important hour. Of all the hours in our schedule throughout a busy week, there are none as important as this hour. We thank you for this place. We thank you for this fellowship. We thank you for this, our preacher. We thank you for thy word. We pray that you'd speak to our hearts concerning the message, concerning that which we need. Help us to hang on every word and give thy power to our preacher. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, my monthly promise to you is that I will not preach past 12:10. We're a little bit late, as always, on the Lord's Supper time. And you were sleepy anyway because you got an hour less sleep last night. So I certainly want you to catch up on that hour right now. And don't you dare. I will call your name out loud if you don't give $100 for every 5 minutes you sleep. But I will finish preaching not 1 minute later than 12:10. I promise you. And I've kept that promise all these years. And I promise you also that you will be on your way home by 12:30. So you won't have to look at your watch about 12:08 and say, "The old man is still circling the field. I wish that he could find a landing strip." I will be landed and at the gate by 12:10. And you will be off the plane and on your way to get your luggage in the nursery by 12:30. I assure you of that. I want to speak this morning on the subject, "We see not our signs." I could call it this, what to do when you can't see the signs. The psalmist said, and I read it for you, "We see not our signs. There is no more any prophet, neither is there among us any that knoweth how long. O God, how long shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever?" I pull out those five words, "We see not our signs." Have you been there? On the highway of life, you can't see the signs. I want to speak on that subject. I hope you'll listen carefully. I've got some things I want you to hear. And your reporters can get your pens out this morning. By the way, I hope it's good to come to church. Church is a good place to go every Sunday, whether you're looking for buzzards on the highway or not. Church is a good place to go every Sunday. That's one good thing about having some problems. Folks get to go to church every once in a while. So get your pens out, Jezebel, and we will be giving you some information in a few minutes that you might want to write down and use. Ow, 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 ow. We see not our signs. Our Heavenly Father, I pray today that you would speak to our hearts. I'm preaching to my people today. I pray that you'd help my people to gain strength because their preacher spoke to them. Bless the family as we gather around the hearth for a while. In Jesus' name, amen. Sometimes it's so easy. The signs are so visible along the way. You know exactly what to do, and you know exactly when to do it. It's obvious what God wants done. Are you listening to me? Sometimes it's so easy. It seems that you can see forever. Sky is clear. There's no fog. There's no haze. There's no storm. There's no snow falling. It's so easy to see the signs. But sometimes, either there are no signs, or it is too foggy or dark to see them. There are many of our dear people today who are traveling most of their way to heaven by night. And they would have to say with the psalmist, "We see not the signs." They do not live in the light of His countenance, but they live in the shadow of His wings. There is no eastern star to guide them to their manger. There is no pillar of fire to lead them through the wilderness by night, and no pillar of cloud to lead them through by day. They can't see the signs. Their journey is in the darkness. There is no light on their Damascus road to shine about them. Neither is there a voice speaking of heaven telling them where to go. There is no voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased." Nor is there any dove appearing in the sky, signifying the pleasure of their heavenly Father. There is no burning bush to speak the will of God to them. There are no angels announcing what God would have them do. They're just marching in darkness. They cannot see the signs. Hundreds of our people are that way this morning, or any morning for that matter. There's no sun standing still till the battle is over. There's no ladder ascending to heaven for their assurance. There's no donkey standing in the way to prevent a mistake, as was the case in the life of Balaam. There's no light or angel in their Philippian jail. There's no vision on their Patmos. There's no golden candlestick in their tabernacle. There's no noon to brighten their night. There's no twinkling star to guide their steps. There's no candle in the window, no match to strike, and not even a glowworm to show them the way. Hundreds of our people this morning, and I know the people in this room, 2/3 of you at least have been to my office to share with me your burdens and your heartaches and your problems. I do not live in a little castle up by myself. I live in my study much of the time to listen to your problems and your burdens and your heartaches. The question comes, Brother Hiles, when I cannot see His will or His purpose or His plan or His guidance, what can I do? The psalmist said that. He said, "We see not the signs." There's no sign we can see that tells us which way to go. We want to do right, and if we see what is right to do, we'll do right. But the honest truth is, we don't know what to do. We don't know which is right. It's the end of the semester at college and high school. Many of you young people are groping, trying to find the will of God and what to do with your lives. And if you saw a sign, you would follow that sign. You would obey what the sign says. But the honest, simple truth is, so far, you have to say with the psalmist, "We see not our signs." I'm talking to folks today who are ill, and you do not know exactly which way to go or what to do. What doctor shall you go to? To what doctor shall you go? And what medicine shall you take? And what shall you do? And what decision will you make? But you see no sign. Let me illustrate. I was driving years ago to Springfield, Missouri. I was going to preach at Baptist Bible College in Springfield the next morning. In fact, I was going to preach for a week there. I hit the worst fog you ever saw in your life. Snow was falling, and it was foggy and snowing all at the same time. You could hardly see that far in front of you. A policeman stopped me, and he said, "Look, mister, you better get off the highway." He said, "It's not a good idea to drive tonight." I said, "Sir, I'm sorry, I've got to drive all night long. I'm a Baptist preacher. I've got to speak it at a Baptist college tomorrow morning. I've got to do it. I've got to." I said, "Is there any law against it?" "No," he said, "no law against it, but it's dangerous." I said, "I've got to do it." And the policeman said this to me. He said, "Mister, I want to give you bits of advice. One is," he said, "keep moving. Keep moving. Don't move too quickly, but keep moving. Don't drive too swiftly, but keep moving, because the person behind you won't be able to see you till he's that far from you. Whatever you do, mister," he said, "you keep moving." Now, the second thing the policeman said to me was, he said, "Don't stop. By all means, do not stop. Keep moving," but he said, "I don't mean by that you keep moving and you stop." No, he said, "just keep a steady pace." He said, "don't stop, keep on moving." Now, he said, "third thing I want you to move slowly." He said, "don't move quickly, move slowly." And he said, "most important thing to you is this." He said, "keep your eye on that center line." He said, "you stay right to the right of that center line." He said, "through the storm and through the fog and through the snow," he said, "you keep your eye on that center line and you follow that line all the way to Springfield, Missouri." He said, number five, he said, "now, you just keep doing what I just said do until you can see the signs." Then he said, number six, "I've checked the forecast, mister. I promise you the fog will lift by morning. I promise you the fog will lift by morning." Now, that's what I'm going to do as a child of God. It said, we see not the signs. The storm is too bad and the fog is too thick and I cannot see this far. And many of you can't see tomorrow. You don't know what tomorrow holds. Okay, let me let a policeman teach you and let the Word of God underline what he said. In the first place, keep on moving. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep on moving. The Bible says, walk in darkness. Doesn't say sit in darkness. It says walk in darkness. Doesn't say stand in darkness. It says walk in darkness. Keep on moving. Now I want to say this morning. Somebody said, "Brother Hiles, is A.V. Ballinger still a deacon?" I said, "yes, and he still will be too." Yeah. Yeah. I'm saying, just keep on doing what you were doing. Yeah. You say, "Brother Hiles, you mean you're going to let... Well, first place, I'm not the fellow that chooses deacons, but if he leaves, I leave. See, I made God five promises 45 years ago. I made God a promise that nobody would meddle with my preaching. And you keep your nose out of it. I made God a promise I'd base my decision on right and wrong and not expediency. I made God a promise I'd be loyal to truth and principle and not institutions. I made God a promise that money would never be an issue in my ministry. And I made God a promise I'd be a friend to my friends, and I aim to keep all five of those promises. I'm saying to A.V. Ballinger and everybody else in this room this morning, you can't see in front, just keep on doing what you've been doing. Somebody said, "Brother Hiles, what if he goes to jail? Was Paul not a preacher because he went to jail? Was Peter not a preacher because he went to jail? Was Lester Roloff less a preacher because he went to jail? Was John Bunyan not a preacher because he spent 12 years in jail? Was Joseph not a servant of God because he was lied about also and falsely tried and falsely accused and falsely convicted also?" Now make the most of this, press. Make the most of this, atheistic reporters. Make the most of it. Jack Hiles is a friend to his friends. Now you wouldn't understand that kind of language because you live by expediency. I live by principles. And my principle is, I'm a friend to my friend. Two and two is four. Sun rises that way, sets that way, and I'm a friend to my friends. You can like that. You can bake it. You can boil it. You can cook it. You can fry it. You can deep fry it, do what you want to do. But you're looking at a man this morning who stands beside his friend. Keep moving. Well, Brother Hiles, do you think Brother Ballinger ought to keep his bus right? If he wants it, he's still here. And I'd rather have that man in charge of my children on a bus than any of the heathen reporters that are trying to spread garbage. You see, the trouble of this world doesn't know what love is all about. Because if they work with little children, they would have some evil thoughts. They can't comprehend what real love is all about. Can't see your hand in front of your face? Keep moving. Keep moving. You don't know how what you're going to do tomorrow? Keep on moving. Don't stop. Don't quit anything. Over the house, I got problems and burdens. I'm going to resign my Sunday school class. Keep your Sunday school class. Over the house, I've got heartaches. I think I'll just take a little hiatus for a while. Just keep on doing what you've been doing. How about Jesus? Would you have betrayed him? He was convicted wrongly, given the death penalty. We see no signs. You don't have to see any signs. Just keep on moving. And then the next thing the policeman said, he said, keep obeying what I just told you. And that's what you do when you can't see the signs. You keep on obeying what God told you last to do. I've told you about that guy so many times in the army. I love it. We had a guy in our outfit that hated the army. I mean, brother, he hated everything about the army. His name was Hiles. But we had this one guy hated the army even more than I hated the army, which is pretty tough. Every once in a while somebody said, should I join the service? No. No, 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 no. Well, if a fellow said, should I join the service? I'd say, yeah. But, tell you what, brother, you let the queers get in, the straight's going to get out. And you wait let a bunch of queers is defending you. You know it's good to be free. We had a guy, he hated the army. And in the army, they had one of the general orders was, continue at the last order until you hear from headquarters. That means the sergeant doesn't have to come back and tell you again to keep doing what he told you to do. Just continue at the... You know what I like about you truck drivers? You understand my language, don't you? I talk about Hezekiah and Jeremiah. They don't know what I'm talking about. I talk about queers. They hate that. That's their language, boy. Now, the sailors don't understand it, but the truck drivers do. See, you can get in the Navy and be a queer, but you can't be hired to drive a truck and be a queer, you see. Oh, 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 oh. This guy in the Army. One day we were doing close order drill. That's that up, two, three, four, forward, march, the column right, march, column left, march, the rear march. So we're doing, let me, I have this PA. Hey, PA man, won't this be just right here? Sorry to break up your chess game. A little louder, please. So we were having close order drill. And the sergeant said, forward, march, up, two, three, four, up, two, three, four. And while we were marching, a jeep came up with some officers in it and called the sergeant over. Well, the sergeant forgot to say, have it in, halt. So we were just marching, and he was over there talking to the officers. So we got down to the end of the field, and all of us stopped. But this one guy, he remembered that general order, continue at the last command until you hear from headquarters. So he just kept on going. Up. He climbed the fence. He went to town. He was continuing at the last command till he heard from headquarters again. All the rest of us, we stopped down at the end of the fence. But this other fellow kept on going. A sergeant came, and I'll call him Jones. I'd have forgotten his name. He said, where's Jones? We said he's continuing at the last command until he hears from headquarters. They went to town. They found that guy still marching. They found that guy. They tried him for being AWOL, and he won the case. That's what the sergeant said. Follow it, march. Now listen, when you can't see what the signs, what to do, keep on doing what God told you to do. God did tell you to go soul winning, didn't he? Then keep on soul winning. God did tell you to live in the Bible, didn't he? Then keep on living in the Bible.
God did tell you to pray, didn't he? Then keep on praying. God did tell you to live right, didn't he? Then keep on living right. When you can't see the sign, the policeman said, "Sir, you shouldn't be driving tonight, but if you must drive tonight," he said, "keep moving and don't stop and watch the center line." And he said, "By all means, mister," he said, "keep doing what I said throughout the night." Then he said, "Don't leave that center line. Don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left." What he's saying is this: don't make some decision when you can't see the signs. Wait till you can see the signs to make the decision, but if you can't see the signs, you keep on going. Stay on the same road you're on. I have some rules which I live and make my decisions. Number one, I never leave in a battle. Okay, if you want to be sure I stay here, just keep me in a battle all the time. Because I won't leave. You'd have to pry me out of here if there's a battle going on. I will not leave. Years ago, I promised God, if he gives me a sign about changing churches, then I'll do it. But I'm not looking for one. I'm going to keep on doing what I was called to do. I'm not going to leave, and I'm not going to make a decision in a battle. Second thing, I promised God that I'd never leave in a heartache. I'd never leave in a heartache. I do not make decisions when my heart is broken. I do not make decisions in a battle that will affect my life except fighting the same battle I'm fighting right now. Number three, I promised God I'd never leave a church when I wanted to leave. In case you're glad I'm pastor here, you better thank God, because the first 16 months I was here, I wanted to leave every day. But I promised God I'd never leave when I wanted to leave. Number four, I promised God I'd never leave when confused. Again, that's security. I preached a sermon here several years ago entitled, "Don't Make a Decision When Your Decision Maker Is Broken." Oh, but the house, everything's going bad, I've decided to go back home. That's no time to go back home. Everything's going bad, your decision maker is broken. Keep on doing what you've been doing. Right down the line, onward, forward. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table and a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I'm saved. If the burdens are heavy and the clouds are low and the fog is thick and the storm is raging and you can't see the signs, just keep on doing what you've been doing. "And remember this," said the policeman. I don't know about you. I can be driving 5 miles an hour, and if I see a policeman, I slow down. If he's driving 5 miles an hour in a 65-mile zone, I won't pass him. Most crooks are scared of policemen. But the policeman leaned up against my window and he said, "Now, mister, you really shouldn't be driving tonight." And I said, "But policeman, officer, I've got to drive tonight. I'm speaking tomorrow at a college, a Baptist Bible college in Springfield, Missouri, and I've got to drive tonight." I couldn't see a sign. I couldn't see how far it was to Springfield. I couldn't see the signs beside the road. He said, "Mister, if you must drive tonight," he said, "in the first place, keep moving." He said, "In the second place, don't stop." He said, "In the third place, move slowly." He said, "In the fourth place, keep your eye on the center line. Don't turn to the left or to the right. Follow that center line." He said, "In the fifth place, keep doing what I said do until you see the signs." And then he said, "I've checked the reports," and he said, "the fog will lift in the morning." I've checked the reports too. The fog will lift in the morning. I said the fog will lift in the morning. I mean, victory's on the way. He said, "I can't see it." Keep on doing what you've been doing. "Well, the house, I can't understand how the world victory's gonna come." You have to understand it. We just don't know when inside, that's all. "I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. There's no condemnation in them that are in Christ Jesus. There's nothing too hard for God. All things are possible with Him. We're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Praise God, the victory is coming. Well, I don't see how. You don't have to see how. Just keep on going. Just keep looking at that little center line. And just keep on going. Folks, look. You're not listening to some kid preacher this morning that read a sermon in a book. You listen to a grizzled veteran that's fought about every battle a guy knows how to fight. You're looking at a grizzled veteran who's been attacked by better men than are attacking me now. Never been attacked any worse, but I mean, you're not looking, and by the way, you're not looking at a guy that likes to fight, but you're looking at a guy that's not afraid to fight. You're looking at a peace-loving man, but a man, if you want to pick a fight, you got one. I tell our preacher boys. P.A. man. Hey, P.A. man. I tell our preacher boys.
I say,
fellas, don't drop a bomb, but own a few. And I said, and you get out John, in the pastorate, I said, just keep a big old bomb inside a closet. And never use it unless you have to. But I said, every once in a while, let your people just walk by the closet door and open it and let them see it. I'm a peace-loving man. I don't like to fight. I hate a fight with a passion. I told Brother Roloff one time. I said, you love to fight. I said, you want your name in a Fox's Book of Martyrs. I want mine in the Guinness Book of Records. Bullet came through the room, Roloff would jump in front of it. If it came through the room, I'd hide in the pulpit. Well, I'd hide somewhere. I couldn't hide in the pulpit. But I don't like to fight. But, bless God, I'm on the winning side. We're more than conquerors. You can check the Greek on that if you want to. It says we're unconquerable through Him that loved us. Hey, A.V., morning's going to come. Fog is going to lift. You say, I don't know how, I just know it is. The fog is going to lift. I mean, morning's coming. And when morning comes, the fog will... And we'll look back on these days, and one of these times we'll laugh about these days. We'll say, remember that? Yeah. Remember that? Yeah. Boy, wasn't God good. That's the good thing about being a child of God. Just wonder all the time how God's going to get you out of this one. But get you out, He will. Praise God for the victory. He's one of the best Christians I ever knew. His name was Lester Roloff. One of the strangest guys you ever met in your life. He was on the bottom side. Went down to see him, and on the wall of his study, he had the words, praise God anyhow. I love that. Praise God anyhow. You'll never see a fog lifted if you never see a fog. You'll never see a battle won if you never fight a battle. You'll never find your way through a storm if you never see a storm. You'll never have a victory until you've had a battle. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown, yes. We shall wear a crown, yes. We shall wear a crown. And you can put that in the paper tomorrow morning too, for we shall wear a crown. And when the paper's printed, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. And when the reporters are all gone, where they're going to go when they die, we shall wear a crown. Wear a crown. Wear a crown. Wear a bright and shining crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. Keep on going. Onward, forward, shout out Hosanna. Christ is captain of the mighty throng. Just keep what you're doing. Just keep on rolling the buses. Just keep on getting folks saved. Just keep on building your Sunday school class. Just keep on believing. Don't stop. Don't slow down. Just go a steady pace. Don't go too fast. Don't turn to the right when you can't see a sign.
And don't turn to the left when you can't see a sign. Just follow the center line and continue doing what I told you to do. Because tomorrow morning, the weather report says the fog is going to lift. And to check the weather report. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And there was no more report, no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Remember the story, don't you? I tell it on the first and third Sundays of every month. Well, I love it. I'm thinking about it right now. We used to wash dishes years ago. We used to wash clothes and hang them out on the line. Used to dry dishes years ago before they came out with all this fancy stuff. I used to have to wash the dishes a lot, like last week. But my mama worked at a public school lunchroom, and I had to wash the dishes a lot and dry them. We always dried them. A little boy was reading a book one day. It was a mystery. Mama said, "Johnny," said, "it's time to wash the dishes. I want you to help me with the dishes. Come and dry them anyway." He said, "Mama, I can't right now. I'm reading a book." And he said, "I'm right in the middle of it." And he said, "The hero is in a heap of trouble." She said, "I said, son, you come wash these dishes or dry these dishes." He said, "Mama, I can't do it." He said, "The hero's in a heap of trouble, and I can't come and do it right now." She said, "Get in here!" Little boy turned over the last chapter. He found out that the hero won. And as he went to the dishes, he said, "Hey, old hero, old villain, you're having it good in chapter 10. But you will, you get to the last chapter. You in for the shock of your life. Bless God. Read the last chapter this morning." Well, I heard an old story. Sing it. How the Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. Yes, sing it. Heard about his groaning and the precious blood atoning. And I repented of my sin. Hey, I read the last chapter. Glory, sing it now. Oh, victory, it's in the last chapter. It's in the last chapter. Sure, forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. I loved me ere I knew him. And all the love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing. And that's what you do when you can't see the signs. Our Heavenly Father, what a wonderful...